Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. The university has been busy this week learning about the candidates for the presidency job. On Wednesday, the Presidential Search Committee sent three names to the full system board of the University of Louisiana System. Dr. Nick Bruno is Vice President for Business and Finance at the University of Louisiana System office. Peter Foss is Provost and Executive Vice President at the University of Texas at Tyler. And Thomas Moore is Vice President for Academic Affairs and Dean of the Faculty at Winthrop University. If you'd like to comment on the search process, you can send an email to ulmpresidentialsearch@uls.state.la.us or call 225-342-6950. Joining me now is Seth Hall. He's a graduate student in business here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, and he was one of several people who spoke up in the meeting on Wednesday when asked for public comment. Seth, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
Good to be here with you. Why comment? What made it necessary for you to get up and make a public comment as part of the record for the search?
There were several things that prompted me to do this. One is that I'm a graduate of this university. I've got my undergrad, and I'm a proud graduate, and I wanted an excellent president to be the future president. Also, I'm a current student. I'm working on my master's here, working on my MBA. And then thirdly, I'm a student. I was one of the few students that showed up, and I wanted a student voice to be there and to be heard.
You maybe had a little bit of a different experience from many students on campus who, because of class or whatever, maybe didn't get as much interaction with the different candidates.
Honestly, I think I may have been the luckiest person in Monroe over Monday and Tuesday because I had two opportunities. One was I got to sit in on the student panels for all four candidates. It was about 10 students selected, and we were all given opportunities to ask questions. And then the more lucky part of me was that I got to give individual tours to three of the four candidates. I didn't get to give an individual tour to Dr. Bruno because of class reasons, but the other three, I had an hour with the candidate and their wife, if the wife was there, to give a tour of the campus, but along the way, I got to ask questions, you know.
So as a student, how do you feel about the process for selecting the president?
I'll say this first off, the search committee did an excellent job. All four candidates were amazing. I think if any four were chosen, it wouldn't be a bad decision. And the process, I think it's great. We have four good candidates. It's narrowed down to three now, of course. The process, I mean, it seems like this is the best way to do it.
Many people listening to this program have only had interaction with the candidates from reading about them in the newspaper, seeing a 10 or 15 second soundbite on the evening news. You've spent a lot more time with each of these three candidates, one of whom will be the next president of ULM. What impressed you about these candidates?
From the student's perspective, I was looking for a candidate that I thought would be a face to the university. You know, as a student, we want to see the president. We don't want him to just go to his office and never see him. You know, our past president, Dr. Kofer, was excellent about this. You know, he ate at our cafeteria. You know, he was a face on the campus. And so I'm interested in the financial parts of it and the plans that they would have. But, you know, a big deal is I want someone that's got a personality and that will talk to me and that I'll get to see.
How do the candidates reflect that?
The two that stood out to me in that perspective were Dr. Foss and Dr. Moore. Now, I gave Dr. Foss, Dr. Moore, and Dr. Berry campus tours, okay? But Dr. Foss and Dr. Moore were both, they hit the tennis ball back to me. When I asked them a question, they would respond back to me. Or when I said something, they would respond. I didn't even have to ask a question necessarily, but they would respond back to me. And anybody knows that when someone speaks back to you, it gives you confidence. And so they made the tour easy for me, you know? But really, they just the way they talked, they were friendly, and it was a genuineness about them. Now, I'm kind of leaving Dr. Bruno out because I didn't give a chance to give him an individual tour. Now, I did sit in on his campus meeting, but I don't know that he impressed me quite as much as Dr. Moore, Dr. Foss. But I'm sure he's great.
Seth Hall is a graduate student in business here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Seth, thanks for talking with us today.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for letting me come.
We also have the chance to get a little bit of perspective from slightly outside the university. Malcolm Maddox joins me now in the studio. He's the senior vice president for Iberia Bank and also, more importantly to this search, the president of the ULM Foundation. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First of all, you are another one of the people who commented at the meeting on Wednesday. Why did you feel the need to stand up and make your voice be heard?
Actually, the voice that I was wishing to be heard was that of the foundation. I represent the ULM Foundation. We have 32 members of the Board of Trustees. As a foundation, we have a very vested interest in the next leader for ULM. So I was speaking on behalf of the foundation and encouraging the search committee to do as thorough a job as they could and to select the person who met all the right qualifications and attributes that we were seeking in a leader.
Why is the foundation vested in the interest of who the next president is at ULM?
Well, the foundation exists to support the university, and it supports it in a myriad of ways, but most importantly, it supports it in securing scholarship dollars, chairs. We have professorships that we fund. We are kind of the public end of, if you would, of the fundraising side of it. We encourage people to join us in support of the university, and usually the way you do that is supporting it with your dollars and also supporting with your time and your service.
And the president is a vital part of that fundraising team.
Oh, absolutely. I think that as far as the overall fundraising team, which is the university's advancement and development department, the president is the closer oftentimes, particularly on the larger gifts.
As a business leader in the area and also looking from the standpoint of the foundation, many people, Dr. Moffitt was first and foremost at the beginning of the search, stressing that this was not to be a political process. How do you think the board is doing on that?
I would give the board pretty good marks. There's a lot of time and effort that went into doing this search, particularly the 2.5 days plus that they were on campus. That's a lot of commitment of time. It's a lot commitment of resources. Everybody is concerned because we have maybe past history that should concern us that that this turns into a political process.
Well, can you talk about, maybe how you mentioned the bad old days as they were. Can you contrast the difference to what the process is now to what it was maybe 20 years ago?
Well, necessarily around 20 plus years ago here, but my understanding of the process used to be it was a lot more political. It was generally one that was controlled maybe by the governor's office or somebody higher up in government. The search that brought Dr. Cofer to this campus 8 years ago was the first of the searches in the process that the board uses today. It's still a byproduct of that search that was used when Dr. Cofer was selected. And I think they did a great job with Dr. Cofer, and I think they'll do a great job this time as well.
What would you say to someone who's, whether or not they have any specific connection to the university, what would you say to someone who's thinking about maybe taking part in this process of offering some comments? What would you say to that person?
I think if you have a comment that you want to offer, I think I would do so and address a letter or an email to the board, care of Dr. Randy Moffitt.
Malcolm Maddox is the Senior Vice President for Iberia Bank and the President for the ULM Foundation. If you'd like some more information, you can find the ulsystem.net website, or you can send that email to ulmpresidentialsearch@uls.state.la.us or call 225-342-6950. Malcolm, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
As the presidential search continues, we also turn to how that search is being covered by the media. Joining me now is Kathy Spurlock. She's the executive editor for the News Star. Welcome to the program. Welcome back to KEDM.
Thank you.
You guys had an editorial on Monday that was really urging people to get out and get involved. What prompted that?
Our editorial board always focuses on local issues and on local things that are happening, and we felt that this was the most important thing that's happening in our community right now. We felt like it is essential that people participate in processes when they have an opportunity to. And so, you know, we really wanted to urge the business community and other stakeholders to participate in the process, to come see how it's unfolding and to understand the elements that go into the selection of a university president.
So with other major news in the area, the miners getting out in Chile, other news that's going on statewide, why the focus on this importance to the community?
Well, because that's what we cover. We cover local news. And we are very grateful to have the opportunity to have coverage brought to us from our partners, the Associated Press and USA Today. And we're very appreciative of having that kind of coverage, for instance, of the Chilean miners, which is, you know, obviously a wonderful story to unfold. But there's not a person at the News Star who would be intimately involved with that story. So for us, in covering local news in the local community, this is the most important thing going on this week.
Do you think you had a good response? You've had staff at the search committee meetings and various different events going on to the week. Did people, after seeing that on Monday, say, hey, I do need to be a part of this?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to tell. We did make available opportunities for people to see what happened and to hear the interviews without physically being present on campus.
Right, streaming.
Right.
Which was, I found very valuable because I wasn't able to attend all those sessions.
Right. We know that we had several hundred hours of video that was watched by people, and that's a good response from an online perspective. The coverage that we planned was intended to be comprehensive. It was intended to be gavel to gavel, and will continue. I mean, we have other stories that we are developing now, and we will be in Baton Rouge on the 22nd. So,
Over the course of the week, somewhere in the neighborhood of a dozen different stories. I know I counted four photographers, at least three different reporters, and probably seven or eight photo galleries.
Right. We had two main reporters covering the event. There's really no way that one person could physically do the amount of work that was entailed with the way the interview schedule was set up. We wanted to make sure that we provided equal coverage of each of the candidates. We decided that the best thing to do was to have one reporter shadow one person each day, and then to capture through photography and photojournalism the various sessions that were held. Also, I think you can even learn about a candidate by viewing a photo gallery, in terms of you can see how engaged they are. You can pick up on body language. There are plenty of things that you can see just by even looking at photos of how the candidates conducted themselves.
I have two questions for you from the perspective of somebody who might be listening today. One from somebody who read the editorial, hasn't really been involved, has kind of viewed some of it, and has an opinion. What would you say to that person about expressing it?
Well, I would say that the selection of a university president, no matter how apolitical the board attempts to make it, is indeed extremely political. There's all kinds of sidebar conversations going on. There's all kinds of behind-the-scenes conversations going on. And I think that people, if they have an opinion, they have to express it, and they have to express it to the board. They have to express it to their legislative delegation. They have to even express it to the governor's office, because I believe that Governor Jindal weighs in on each and every one of these.
And you mentioned also that when enough people make their voices heard, that it does eventually change things.
It can. I think a really good example of that is the legislative pay raises that were passed. They were a done deal. They were passed. The governor said, I'm not going to get involved in this. The legislature has done what it's going to do. And people got so angry about it, and so many people came forward, that the governor finally vetoed the pay raise. And I think that's an example of how public opinion can eventually sway something. Now, the people who have an opinion about this selection have a very limited time in which to make a difference. If they have the desire to express an opinion, they need to do it now. They've got a week.
Kathy Spurlock is executive editor of the News Star. We thank you for your hard work this week, and look forward to the coverage on the 22nd.
Thanks.
You can find out more information about the president search for the University of Louisiana at Monroe by going to ulsystem.net. To email those comments, they are important to the board. You can email them to ulmpresidentialsearch@uls.state.la.us, or you can call 225-342-6950. You can listen to this and other editions of the ULM Forum online in the listening room at kedm.org.